This is TWiT.
Our top story today, the IRS got hacked. America's tax collection agency, the Internal Revenue Service, disclosed yesterday that hackers gained access to the personal information of more than 100,000 U.S. taxpayers. Aaron Sankin is a staff writer for the Daily Dot and joins us now. Welcome, Aaron.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, thanks. Now, how did they manage to pull off this hack?
So the hack is it affects about 100,000 American taxpayers. And the hackers used an application on the IRS website called Get Transcript. And what Get Transcript essentially does is it allows taxpayers to see their tax return and see their tax payment identification. Hackers were able to game this system by collecting information on these people that they collected elsewhere, things like names, social security numbers, birthdays, and then they used that to beat the verification questions and then download people's tax returns. About 100,000 tax returns were compromised out of about 200,000 attempts. The IRS is sending letters of notification to every person who had an attempt made on their account, even if the compromising of that account was not successful, because that indicates that hackers have some, or at least believe they have some piece of information on these people that could make them vulnerable to identity theft in the future.
So Aaron, the IRS is like the organization that we love to hate, so probably a lot of people don't feel sympathy for them, but obviously do feel sympathy for the victims here, which you said are about 100,000 different people. And it looks like that application that you mentioned, which was hacked, is now not available, and the government is sending letters to the people who may have been impacted. You know, is the government doing anything technically about this? Are they going to, have they said anything about reopening the app or rewriting it or anything like that?
So from what I've seen, I think they plan on eventually reopening the app and making it and doing it in a way that's more secure. And I think kind of in a general sense, the IRS is in a bit of a tough position here. The main thing that people suspect that these hackers are going to do with this information is use it to file fraudulent tax returns. So let's say you have the information and all the information contained in someone's tax return. And you're a hacker, you can then go and the next year and file a fraudulent tax return and essentially claim whatever refund they have, that person, the victim is going to get for themselves. So as they're with the information in a tax return, it makes that sort of social engineering hack a lot easier because you know how much they made the previous year, you know what their social security number or taxed ID number is, you know what sort of deductions they take. So they're not going to It's not going to trigger those same flags in the IRS's system. And at the same time, the IRS is an agency that's really been hit pretty hard by budget cuts. So they're operating in at a level that is stressing their services across the board, even as far as answering phones. So as the IRS is dealing with this, they're also having to contend with this massive wave of tax return fraud. So I think there's a projection they gave that next year they're expecting there to be $21 billion in tax return fraud that they're expecting to see. And this is up from only $6.5 billion just a few years ago. So the IRS is really having to deal with this very new, very pervasive type of fraud at the same time as their budget is shrinking. So you can see why it might be difficult for them to kind of keep up with, you know, the latest attack vectors of hackers who are getting, you know, increasingly sophisticated.
Now, I think obviously the immediate question that everyone is going to have is, did I get hacked? And if I did, what should I do about it? What's your advice for people who are concerned about whether or not their own personal information has been compromised?
Well, the IRS says they're going to be sending a letter to all 200,000 people whose information was compromised. There's also information on the IRS's website. They have a phone number that people can call to get information. IRS is also going to be offering a free credit monitoring service to about 100,000 taxpayers whose information was compromised. They have not said exactly how long that free credit monitoring service is going to go, but that could also be a little problematic because compared to information like a credit card number or the password to your Gmail account, the information contained in your tax return is a lot stickier. It's going to last forever. So your credit card is compromised, you get a new credit card number. Your Gmail is hacked, you get a new Gmail password. You're not going to change your credit card. You're not going to change your social security number. You're not going to change your date of birth. So this information, which can be used for identity theft, can be used for a lot of nefarious purposes, is going to stick with you forever. So once that information has been compromised, it's theoretically problematic, you know, going forward. This is a problem for everyone across the board as identity theft becomes more and more prevalent. I think there are reasons this gives people reason to, you know, be a little more active in checking their credit score, you know, every year or two, just to make sure everything looks right, to be, you know, be checking their credit card statements more frequently. I think it just knowing that this information is theoretically out there and there's so many different ways that hackers could get it creates a situation where people, you know, may have to be a little more vigilant if they don't want to be victimized.
You know, one of the strategies I use, even though I'm a pretty digital guy, I actually do keep paper copies of all my IRS forms and tax returns and so on. But even so, Aaron, I don't think that would help me in this case because the hackers actually got to the IRS database through this app, correct?
Yeah. So it's essentially you're kind of left at the mercy of the IRS to notify you whether or not you've been hacked. And if you have been hacked, what the IRS is doing is, in addition to the credit monitoring service, they have a separate system for people who have been victims of identity theft, tax fraud, or theoretically could be victims of identity theft, tax fraud, where they for the next year, few years, their tax returns will be routed through a separate system where they receive additional scrutiny. And they also will have a special PIN number that they will need to enter in order to file their returns. So there is some additional security precautions placed for people who are the most vulnerable to this.